This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له إله الأولين والآخرين وأشهد أن نبينا محمدا عبده ورسوله المصطفى الأمين. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على عبدك ورسولك محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد, Welcome to another episode of our tafsir page by page, and inshallah ta'ala today we are covering page 118, which is in the sixth juz of the Quran, Surah Al-Ma'idah. In the previous episode, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave to us a number of instructions, or we mentioned a number of verses in which Allah azza wa jal gave to the Muslims a number of instructions. From those instructions are those people that we as believers should ally ourselves with, and those people that we shouldn't ally ourselves with. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that the allies of the believers are those who turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they believe, and they have iman, and the people of salah, and the people of zakah, and the people who spend their time in the submission of Allah azza wa jalla, in his devotion, in his worship subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those people are the true allies of Allah azza wa jalla. And that is why the Muslim is the one who wants to surround himself or herself with those people who meet these characteristics. They are people of iman, people of good deeds, people of salah and ibadah, people who spend their time in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because they, through their strength and through their influence, will also inshallah ta'ala bring you closer to Allah azza wa jal. And that is why it is important to remember who it is that we surround ourselves with and the influences that we're allowing into our lives, because those things make a difference. They make a difference to the way that we behave, they make a difference to the way that we act, they make a difference to our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so a person who's constantly with people who are mindful of Allah will be likewise mindful of Allah Azza wa Jal. And a person who is constantly in the company of those who are negligent and heedless of Allah Azza wa Jal is likely to also become negligent and heedless of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At the same time, Allah Azza wa Jal tells us to stay away from those people who take our religion in mockery, in jest. They make fun of it, they ridicule it, they think that it's all a big game or that it's all a big joke. Those types of people are not people who are good companions or good influences. And even though Allah Azza wa Jalla is speaking about the disbelievers in the primary sense, but unfortunately in the time that we live in, there are many Muslims who can fit that description. Many Muslims who make fun of Islam. They're Muslims, but they make fun of the religion or aspects of the religion. They'll make fun of the way that a practicing brother or sister is dressed, or the way that they behave, or the way that they do certain things. Just as the Quraysh used to make fun of the Muslims in the way that they used to worship, and the way they used to make sajda, in the way that they used to do certain things, they would make fun and ridicule that religion. That trait, that characteristic, is therefore not a characteristic of the believer. It's not the characteristic of the Muslim that in any way, shape or form, they ridicule Islam or the people who are trying their utmost to adhere to the religion of Islam. A common example of that in our time, unfortunately, for example, is the niqab, the face veiling that sisters wear. People who don't like it or don't want to wear it or think that it's some type of form of extremism, even though it's something which was the norm and the default in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam amongst the mothers of the believers. And they, the wives of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, are the best of women. They used to wear the niqab, and the female companions used to wear the niqab, and the early generations, it was the norm to wear the niqab. And so now we live in a time though where people will make fun of the face veil. They'll call people names that wear the face veil. They'll consider them to be some type of backward or some types of derogatory terms that they use in order to describe those sisters that are striving and that are trying their utmost to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to adhere to his sharia. If you don't want to wear the niqab, or it's not something which is something which you want to do, or you think that it's the strongest position, or you don't think it's obligatory, whatever it may be, that's fine. But you don't ridicule those people who may differ with you or are trying their utmost. Isn't it enough that our sisters have to face the ridicule sometimes of the other people that are around us in society, non-Muslims who may look upon that type of thing, as we see sometimes in the media amongst politicians and others, that they're making fun of the face veil, that they're considering it to be something which is a form of oppression or a symbol of regression or whatever it may be. And then on top of that, we have Muslims, sometimes people from their own families, sometimes people that are considered, or they would consider to be their own friends, and they're making similar statements and showing similar sentiments. That is something which I think all of us should be very mindful of. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us to be with those people who are the people of salah, people of goodness, people of piety, people of righteousness. So today we continue from verse number 59, and that is the statement of Allah Azza wa Jal, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم قل يا أهل الكتاب هل تنقمون منا إلا أن آمنا بالله وما أنزل إلينا وما أنزل إلينا وما أنزل من قبل وأن أكثركم فاسقون. Say, O Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O people of the book, do you resent us for any reason other than the fact that we believe in Allah, in what has been sent down to us, in what was sent down before us, whilst most of you are disobedient? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the passage that we're going to be covering today, or the page that we're going to be covering today, and in the next episode inshallah ta'ala, will give a number of instructions to the people of the scriptures. These people who believed or claimed that they believed in the prophets and messengers of Allah, that they worship Allah, that they believe in His divinely revealed scriptures and texts, Allah Azza wa Jalla is addressing these people now. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will highlight to us some of their wrong that they did, and some of the attributes that they have that were haram, that they did in disobedience to Allah Azza wa Jalla. And Allah Azza wa Jalla would also call upon them to think about their situation and to come back to Allah Azza wa Jalla. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in verse 59 says, or commands the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to say to them, O people of the scripture, what is the reason why you resent us? Other than the fact that we believe in Allah, what He sent down to us from the Quran, what He sent down before us of all of the revelations, we believe in the Torah, we believe in the Injil, we believe in the Zabur, the Psalms that were sent to Dawud alayhi salam, we believe in all of the divine scriptures, we believe in the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and we believe in all of the messengers that came before him. We accept Nuh and Ibrahim and Musa and Isa and Dawud and Sulaiman and Zakariya and Yahya and all of those prophets. We accept them and we believe in them, that they were the prophets and messengers of Allah alayhi musallatu wasalam. Is that the reason why you disagree with us? And so Allah Azza wa Jalla is saying that really what they should have done is realized and recognized that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, what he came with was an extension of the message that they all understood. Extension in the sense that it's the same tawheed, the same line of messengers. And just as Allah Azza wa Jalla chose to send prophets and messengers to different nations, this time the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam emerged amongst the Arabs, but he was sent to all of humankind. They should have recognized within him the signs of prophethood, the signs of truthfulness. They should have recognized in the revelation of the Quran the signs of truthfulness, and that it is the divine speech of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that should have made them people who accepted Islam, who believed in the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. وَأَنَّ أَكْثَرَكُمْ فَاسِقُونَ. But most of you are disobedient. Most of you will turn away. Most of you will know and still reject what you know to be the truth that was sent to Allah Azza wa Jalla for whatever reason. In the Sahih of Imam al-Bukhari, rahimahullah, he mentions the narration of Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, that Ibn Abbas narrates from Abu Sufyan radiallahu anhu. Abu Sufyan, before he became a Muslim, as we know, was one of the leaders of Quraysh. And he happened to be in Byzantium when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wrote a letter to the leader of the Romans, the Byzantine Romans. And so Hiraql, who was the leader, called the people who were in that locality that were from the Arabs, from the Meccans, so that he could ask them more concerning the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abu Sufyan happened to be in that region at that time. So he was called and he was asked to speak, because he was the one who was related closest to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from that caravan and group of people that happened to be in that region. And Abu Sufyan was asked a number of questions which he answered. And Hiraql realized from all of his answers that these were the signs of a prophet. Everything that he told him matched with what they knew that the Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jal would come with, or the attributes and descriptions that would match prophethood of a messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But Hiraql refused to accept Islam, even though he knew it was the truth. He said, as in the hadith of Ibn Abbas, he said that if I was to be with him, I would hasten to meet him, and I would wash his feet, and there will be a time when he will come and he will conquer the land that I now sit upon. But when he realized that all of his people, his advisors, everyone would reject him, meaning Hiraql, They would reject him if he became a Muslim. They would dethrone him. They would get rid of him. He feared for his own kingdom. And he feared for his own position. And he feared for his own rule. And so therefore he chose to stay upon the religion of his people as opposed to accepting Islam. And that is why Allah Azza wa Jalla is saying here, what is the reason why you turn away? When you know where is all the truth, the only reason that people turn away is because they have some other type of desire that they want or something else that prevents them from believing in Allah Azza wa Jalla. And that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then says in verse number 60, قُلْ هَلْ أُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِشَرٍ مِّن ذَٰلِكَ مَثُوبَةً عِنْدَ اللَّهِ مَنْ لَعَنَهُ اللَّهُ وَغَضِبَ عَلَيْهِ وَجَعَلَ مِنْهُمُ الْقِرَدَةَ وَالْخَنَازِيرَ وَعَبَدَ الطَّاغُوتَ أُولَئِكَ شَرٌّ مَكَانًا وَأَضَلُّ عَنْ سَوَاءِ السَّبِيلِ. Say, shall I tell you who deserves a worse punishment from Allah than the one you wish upon us? Those that Allah has distanced from himself and was angry with and condemned as apes and pigs, and those who worship idols, they are worse in rank and have strayed further from the right path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah azza wa jalla is saying that this is worse than that which you fear. The punishment of Allah, those people who refuse to accept Islam for whatever reason, whether it's Hiraqal in that story, the narration of Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, or the disbelievers of Quraysh, or the other people that the message of Islam came to them and they refused. Their refusal is usually for a reason. Either they're following their desires, or they fear the repression of their people, or they fear, for example, the loss of their wealth or some station or some status. There is always a reason as to why they will refuse to believe in Islam. Allah Azza wa Jalla is saying that, shall I not tell you of something that is worse in terms of punishment than the one that you fear? Worse than what you fear, worse than what you think will take place, worse than what you think will happen. It is something which Allah Azza wa Jalla, if He wishes, He places upon a group of people when they disbelieve. And we've seen examples of this, and we will see inshallah in more detail, because Allah Azza wa Jalla, when we come to Surah Al-A'raf, we'll go into detail in the stories of the prophets. The likes of Nuh and Hud and Salih and Shu'ib and Lut alayhi salatu wasalam and others, that when they came to their people, they were rejected. And because of their rejection, Allah Azza wa Jalla sent upon them painful punishments to destroy them. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that that which you fear, O people of the book, O people of Quraysh, or whoever it may be, that which you fear, which then stops you and prevents you from accepting Islam, that which Allah Azza wa Jalla has in terms of punishment is far worse. Who is worse than what you fear? The one whom Allah Azza wa Jal curses. So he is distant from Allah's mercy, from his kindness, from his gentleness, from everything that is good in this life and the next. وَغَضِبَ عَلَيْهِ. And Allah is angry with him. And the one that Allah Azza wa Jal is angry with, his wrath, the wrath of Allah is upon them, then they will have the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَجَعَلَ مِنْهُمُ الْقِرَدَةَ وَالْخَنَازِيرِ. And Allah Azza wa Jal will place or make some of them, turn them into pigs and apes, condemn them as pigs and apes. وَعَبَدَ الطَّاغُوتِ. And they are the ones who are the worshippers of shaitan. They worship idols. And طَاغُوتِ is every false god besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so everything which is a false god is considered to be طَاغُوتِ. These are the people who Allah Azza wa Jalla will do worse with. They fear the punishment of the dunya in terms of the people and what's around them and what people will say, the influence and what they may remove from them of wealth or status or something else. Allah's punishment is worse. Allah's curse, Allah's wrath, Allah's punishment is something far worse. أُولَٰئِكَ شَرٌ مَكَانَ وَأَضَلُّ عَنْ سَوَاءِ السَّبِيلِ. For those are the people who are worst or worse in rank and have strayed further from the right path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Azza wa Jalla says in verse 61, وَإِذَا جَاءُوكُمْ قَالُوا آمَنَّا وَقَدْ دَخَلُوا بِالْكُفْرِ وَهُمْ قَدْ خَرَجُوا بِهِ وَاللَّهُ أَعْلَمُ بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْتُمُونَ. When they come to you as believers, they say we believe, but they come disbelieving and leave disbelieving. Allah knows best what they are hiding. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that some of them, when they come to you saying that we believe, but they do it either because they are hypocrites out of hypocrisy, or they do it as some type of scheme, as some of the Quraysh said, or some of the people of the scriptures said. They said, let us go, and we mentioned this verse before, that they would say, let us go and accept the religion at the beginning of the day. And then we'll pretend we're Muslims, and by the end of the day, we'll disbelieve, we'll apostate. And then we'll say to the people, we tried it, we went into that religion because we thought there might be some good in it. But once we entered and we realized its reality, we left. And then therefore other people will see that and they will see these people know what they were doing. They actually went and they tried and they accepted the religion. And then they left because they found that it wasn't anything except falsehood. That was one of the schemes that they had. And Allah Azza wa Jalla exposes that scheme in the Quran. So they weren't real believers. It's either because of hypocrisy or some type of scheme that they have in order to deter others away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is what Allah Azza wa Jalla says, وَقَدْ دَخَلُوا بِالْكُفْرِ وَهُمْ قَدْ خَرَجُوا بِهِ. They come disbelieving and they leave disbelieving. Meaning these people are not true believers in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah Azza wa Jalla knows best that which they are hiding. And Allah Azza wa Jalla will now speak about the attributes of the people of disbelief, the attributes of those people who rejected Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the people of the scripture and from other than them. From them is that they scheme against the religion. And from that is that they have a level of hypocrisy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then says in verse number 62, again continuing with their description, وَتَرَى كَثِيرًا مِّنْهُمْ يُسَارِعُونَ فِي الْإِثْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ وَأَكْلِهِمُ الصُّحْتِ لَبِئْسَ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. You will see many of them rushing into sin and hostility and consuming what is unlawful. How evil are their practices? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that this is from their description, that these are the people who, if they hasten towards something, they hasten towards sin, they hasten towards udwan, which is to be hostile, to oppress, to transgress, and aklihim as-suht, and they devour that which is consumed, that which is unlawful. Look at these descriptions and then look at the way that Allah Azza wa Jalla describes the believers. These people are also hastening, they're also rushing towards something, but Allah Azza wa Jalla says when it comes to the disbelievers, فَاسْتَبِقُوا الْخَيْرَاتِ. Those people, they rush towards good. They race and compete with one another to find the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jalla and His forgiveness. They race and compete with one another to attain the Jannah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah Azza wa Jalla praises the believers for that. And Allah Azza wa Jalla, as we will see in Surah Al-Anbiya, when He describes the prophets, He says that one of the major attributes that all of them had from the time of Nuh and Ibrahim all the way down to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one of the major attributes that all of the messengers that Allah sent to humankind, what they had was that they were people of khairat, people who used to go towards good and hasten and rush towards good. If they saw an opportunity for reward to come closer to Allah Azza wa Jalla, they would do their best to grasp that opportunity to the best of their ability. But Allah Azza wa Jalla now says, look at the disbelievers. They also hasten, they also rush, but they rush towards sin and towards haram and towards oppression and transgression. They rush towards consuming that which Allah Azza wa Jalla has made unlawful and haram upon them, has prohibited for them. And so the reality is that everyone is rushing towards something. There is no such thing as standing neutral in this life. People who say, I don't want to do anything, I don't want to do good, I don't want to do bad, I'll just be neutral. There's no such thing as staying neutral, because the very nature of life is that you're moving in a direction, whatever that direction may be. Even if you think you're doing nothing and that you're in neutral and that you're just not doing anything, that you just stopped somewhere, the reality is that you're still doing something. You're still moving towards something, even if it may be a life of not doing anything, but that still in itself is doing something. And so Allah Azza wa Jalla tells us that there are always people that are racing towards something. You're always going towards something. But the choice is yours whether you go towards something which is good and beloved to Allah Azza wa Jal, or you go towards something which is evil and something which is disliked and is not approved of by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah Azza wa Jal says that these are people who rush towards sin. They rush towards udwan, which is hostility, harming others and doing evil towards others. And they consume that which is unlawful in whichever way they can. Whether it's, for example, by turning what Allah Azza wa Jal made haram into what is halal, or, for example, by using a scheme in which they change the terms and the guise of something that they know is haram, like devouring interest, and they change the guise of it and turn it into, and call it something else and frame it or shape it into something else, cover it and package it into something else. But in its reality, once you move that packaging and guise, it is still what Allah Azza wa Jalla made haram. That is the way that those people of the scriptures would often manipulate and distort the rulings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Azza wa Jalla says, لَبِئْسَ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. How evil are the practices that they had. In verse 63, Allah Azza wa Jalla then continues and He says, لَوْلَا يَنْهَاهُمُ الرَّبَّانِيُّونَ وَالْأَحْبَارُ عَنْ قَوْلِهِمُ الْإِثْمَ وَأَكْلِهِمُ السُّحْتِ لَبِئْسَ مَا كَانُوا يَصْنَعُونَ. Why do their rabbis and their scholars not forbid them to speak sinfully and consume what is unlawful? How evil their deeds are. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that from amongst those people of the scriptures, they were people who were learned people, people of scholarship, people who were worshippers, people who dedicated them their lives to the study of their scriptures. And they know the reality of what Allah has enjoined and what Allah has prohibited. They know what Allah Azza wa Jalla made halal and what He made haram. And they can see that what their people are doing is distorting or manipulating the religion of Allah Azza wa Jalla. The worst form is when the scholars are the ones who are manipulating that religion for their people. And the other form that is just as evil is that they see that distortion happening and they remain quiet. Because people are paying them, because people are giving them a wage, because people are doing good to them, and so they don't want to lose people's favor and their wealth and so on. And that's something which unfortunately you will find even amongst the Muslims. Didn't the Prophet ﷺ say that we will follow in the footsteps of those who came before us? And so you have, unfortunately, amongst Muslims, people who are so-called imams and scholars and leaders, and what they will do is they will also distort the rulings of Allah Azza wa Jal, or they will devour the wealth of people, and then they will see them doing haram and they won't say anything towards them. Or worse, they're the ones manipulating the religion of Allah Azza wa Jal and innovating practices into it and then making that popular amongst the masses and taking money for that and getting payment for that. All of this is something which Allah Azza wa Jal sent down no authority for. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying to their leaders, their scholars, their learned people, why do they not speak out? Why don't they forbid them? And that is why one of the major roles of the scholar and the Muslim learned person is that they speak out when they see people doing wrong. When they see the imam should be the one who speaks out when he sees people making mistakes, they're doing wrong in community and society, there's an evil that is now prevailing. People should speak out and they should be very clear in terms of what it is that is halal, what is haram, what Allah Azza wa Jal has legislated and what Allah Azza wa Jal has forbidden. In the final verse that we will take today, verse 64, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will speak about the way that the Jewish community or some of them described our Lord and Creator subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَقَالَتِ الْيَهُودُ يَدُ اللَّهِ مَغْلُولَةٌ غُلَّتْ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَلُعِنُوا بِمَا قَالُوا بَلْ يَدَاهُ مَبْسُوطَتَانِ يُنْفِقُ كَيْفَ يَشَاءُ وليزيدن كثيرا منهم ما أنزل إليك من ربك طغيانا وكفرا وألقينا بينهم العداوة والبغضاء إلى يوم القيامة كلما أوقدوا نارا للحرب أطفأها الله ويسعون في الأرض فسادا والله لا يحب المفسدين. The Jews said that Allah is tight-fisted. But it is they who are tight-fisted and they are rejected for that which they have said, or cursed for that which they have said. Truly Allah's hands are open wide. He gives as He pleases. What has been sent down to you from your Lord is sure to increase insolence and defiance in many of them. We have sown enmity and hatred amongst them till Yawm al-Qiyamah, the day of resurrection. Whenever they kindle the war of fire, Allah will put it out. They try to spread corruption in the land, but Allah does not love those who corrupt. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, describing one of the statements that they made, and that is that Allah Azza wa Jal, may Allah be free from this, Allah is free from this, from the description that they ascribed to Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. They said that Allah Azza wa Jal is tight-fisted, meaning that He doesn't give from His generosity, doesn't give from His goodness, doesn't give from His bounty, His grace and His favor subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Azza wa Jal responds and He says, may their hands be tight-fisted. They are the ones who are stingy and miserly. And that is what happened then. Those people became stingy and miserly when it came to doing good and spending in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that because of the way that they spoke about Allah Azza wa Jal, and it's not the first time, doesn't Allah Azza wa Jal tell us in the verse that we took already before, that they said that Allah Azza wa Jal is faqir, and we are aghniya, Allah is the poor one, we're the rich ones. These are different statements that they had that shows their audacity when it comes to their arrogance and their disbelief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Azza wa Jal says that it is because of statements like this that Allah Azza wa Jal cursed them. بَلْ يَدَاهُ مَبْسُوطَتَانِ. But rather the hands of Allah Azza wa Jal are widespread, outspread. يُنْفِقُ كَيْفَ يَشَاءُ. And He gives to whomsoever He will subhanahu wa ta'ala. Doesn't Allah Azza wa Jal give to us from all of the blessings of the dunya? Doesn't Allah Azza wa Jal have any given to you from wealth and from children and from health? Doesn't Allah Azza wa Jal give to you the blessings of everything that you need? Not only monetary blessings, because that is only one type of blessing that Allah gives to you, but Allah gave you health, and Allah gave you a family and children, and Allah gave you safety and security, and Allah Azza wa Jal placed serenity in your heart. Allah Azza wa Jal gave you so much. All of them are from the blessings and the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He gives to whomsoever He wills, and He gives by day and by night, and Allah Azza wa Jal's treasures are never ending. Allah does not fear poverty. You only fear poverty if your treasure is finite, if your wealth is finite. If you look in your bank account and you know that you only have £10,000, then that is something which you're going to fear, because if you spend, and that diminishes, that's where you have fear. But if someone came to you and said that there is no limit to your wealth, you can have billions and billions, there's nothing that you need to fear in terms of poverty. And that's, by the way, not only in terms of physical money spending, but it's also a mindset. Because the Prophet ﷺ would give away, as we know in the Sunnah, to the extent that people would say this is a man who doesn't fear poverty. But the point is that Allah Azza wa Jalla's treasures are limitless. Allah gives as He pleases by day and by night to whomsoever He will, subhanahu wa ta'ala. But that, Allah Azza wa Jalla says, but that which was sent down to you from your Lord in revelation is sure to only increase them in kufr, in tughyan, in rejection, in defiance, in disbelief. And Allah Azza wa Jalla says, and we have sown enmity between them until Yawmul Qiyamah. Every single time they try to kindle the fire of war, Allah will put it out, because they try to spread corruption in the land. But Allah does not love those who corrupt. So Allah Azza wa Jalla speaks about their reality and the way that they are, and how they're always looking, as Allah mentioned in the previous verses, to sow sin and hostility and trouble within the land. And Allah Azza wa Jalla suffices people for much of their harm, and they will be judged by Allah Azza wa Jalla on the day of judgment. And with that, inshallah ta'ala, we come to the end of today's episode. Barakallahu feekum wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.